Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and
Crevo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Good morning.
Three more shows left for the year.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what? There's something in the air here today. Jade, you just did a good old double sneeze. I'm on the verge of sneezing.
I think it's like because it's starting to warm up out there, like all of that moisture in the air, it's creating like a mustiness or something. And there's no like breeze to blow it away. I don't know.
I know what you mean. It's sort of like the world at, well, Newcastle itself at the moment, it's its own, is it dehumidifier?
Humidifier.
Humidifier,
I guess.
That's what it feels like. Mm.
In the words of John Laws, this dust.
Is that a thing he does?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, I can't work under these conditions. This dust.
That's funny. You know, when I was at the survey, there's nothing worse when it's weather like this and you're trying to get the right climate in the car where it doesn't fog and it's not too cold, not too hot. That is one of the biggest challenges as a driver.
Well, and that faces the world.
Yes. A big day today. 4 hours of wrapping presents. Ugh.
Yay!
You guys will have a great time.
Do you know, I need to just accept the reality of it.
What do you mean?
I was happy with two. 4 hours of wrapping is too much.
Yeah. No, it's not. So we're going to Stockland.
What did that
Stockland,
say?
Glendale today. And Maddie and I are going to be doing the annual Wrapped with Love. So you can bring your presents to us and we'll wrap them for
I'm
you.
I'm telling you right now, and if you're expecting perfection from me, you're not going to get
really
it.
Really good. I reckon you're a dark horse. But it's obviously all to raise money for the Samaritan. So you leave a donation, we wrap your presents.
You're just making me feel bad about whinging about helping a charity,
Jade. I am.
Like,
did it work?
I'm still helping.
So this is like to raise money.
Yeah, for the Samaritans.
Oh, how good.
Yeah.
Where are you, Crevo? What are you doing today? You wriggled yourself out of this 100%. Like a slippery snake.
I will support the Samaritans as well by putting a gold coin in your box before you leave.
I'll take that.
Can you give like a substantial note then for not being there?
Nah.
Like $20 to $50?
Nah, it's Christmas.
Oh.
And I even bought us elf hats. It's going to be a great day.
But Maddie, you love that. You love wearing an elf hat.
But we've got lads versus lasses right now. It is our ultimate battle of the sexes game, guys. Currently, the lads are on 43. The lasses are on 42. We've only got today and two more shows to finalise who the winner is, the winning sex for the end of the year.
It's obviously going to be the lads. On offer today, a new FM Christmas pack, which includes a pudding, some wine, and some chocolate.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Lads
versus lasses.
That's right. This is our ultimate battle of the sexes game. The lads are on 43, the lasses 42. You've got to take it out for your sex. This is the last week, Friday, that we're really going to decide.
You know what? I'm actually totally fine if a lass doesn't call this morning.
No!
Yeah, it's all good. All right. In fact, we'll cut it off here, shall we?
No, girls, give us a ring. We can do it. And not only are you playing for your sex, but you're going to possibly walk away with a pudding, a delicious, what is it? Turkey?
No, a turkey. Do you know one of the highlights of my year has been your interpretation of the prizes? You just really never remember, do you?
No, I don't.
It's brilliant.
What are we giving away?
A car. No.
Really?
No.
We're giving away.
You got the pudding, right?
A new FM Christmas pack, a pudding, some chocolates and some wine.
Lovely. That sounds nice. Jay. Thank you, Maddie.
Let's go to Trev this morning. His favourite song is Beat It by Michael Jackson. He wishes he could stand up paddleboard. I know, I wish I could too. And he's always early and never late. I feel like that's a lie, Trev.
Why would you say that?
Yeah, good question. Some people are always early. It's not me.
Yeah, no, it's not me either.
I'm never late. I remember anything, yeah?
Oh, okay. Good on you, Trev.
Good, good.
All right, let's do it, mate. Question number one for you today. How many seasons did the TV show The OC run for? Is it A3, B2, or C4?
I'm going to go 3.
That is incorrect, Trev. It went for 4 seasons. The fourth one wasn't that good, but yeah,
that's
4
seasons. That's why it got cancelled.
Yeah, wow.
Question number two. Which rapper / actor is actress Katie Holmes said to be dating? Oh, a tough one.
That is a tough one.
No, it's in the gossip mags all the time.
Do you think I read gossip mags?
Well, that's the point of the game, Trev.
I don't either, Trev.
I'm going to say The Weeknd.
Yeah,
think of a rapper. Who do you think?
He said The Weeknd.
No, Jamie Foxx. Question number three. In makeup, blush is applied to which part of the face?
Well, that's an easy one, the cheek.
The cheeks is correct.
All good right. Work. Good. One on the board.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah, one on the board. All right.
Yeah, there we go. All right, let's meet Stacey, who wishes she knew more about cars, loves a rom-com, and is a Virgo. Good morning, Stace. How are you?
Morning, guys. I'm well, thank you.
Hello. Thanks for calling and representing the females today.
There's no way I could let the guys win off this.
Yeah, what are you doing, Stace?
Stacey, fighting. I love
you've
it.
You've only got to get more than one, so two, to win. All right, here we go. Question number one. Does a drill press drill from above the item or below the item?
Above.
That is correct.
Yay!
One on the board. All right, question number two. This one, of course, would take you to the win. Otherwise, you're still sitting on a tie. Shane Warne sells a product called SW23. What is it?
Perfume.
That is correct. You're a winner.
Yes, Stacey.
In there like swimwear, Stace.
Proud of you.
Who's buying Shane Warne's SW23?
Well,
just
Stacey,
quietly.
Obviously.
How did you even know that, Stacey?
That was a wild guess.
Oh, good. I was going to say, I've never seen him the advertising anywhere for it.
When you think like luxury perfumes or like colognes for men, I don't picture Shane Warne and think, yep, I can see that.
I want to smell like a bit of leather.
VB and Durry's. That's what I imagine it smells like.
Thanks, Stacey.
Thanks,
congratulations. Our Christmas pack, all yours.
Quickly on VB, I actually smelt the VB perfume the other day. You can actually buy it.
Yeah.
Chemist Warehouse.
Remember that was a big thing? What does it smell like? You're a perfumer, aren't you?
I sprayed it on Ben and I was like, oh, I couldn't find the cards. I was like, just give me your arm.
Come here.
And I sprayed it on him.
Yeah.
It's all right. I don't rate it. It
wasn't your cup of tea.
No, it's sort of a very citrus-based fragrance. So I could pick up lemon and a bit of black orange. It's a fresher.
Yeah, just having a little squirt before I go to the pub.
Yeah.
Give me VB perfume. Next, guys, we are doing Love It or Loathe It, and we've got to talk about these $20 lobsters all the supermarkets are flogging. It's getting out of control.
Oh, really? $20?
Yeah.
We've got to hear about this.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
I don't care.
New FM. Love it or loathe it. Loathe it.
All right, it's time to talk about $20 Australian lobsters. Love it or loathe it?
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it. I'm not big into lobster.
Really?
But then in saying that, I haven't tried it, so I'm just going to go with the fact that no, I loathe it.
Do you like prawns?
I do, but prawns is as far as I'll sort of go other than eating fish.
You really do have the taste buds of a six-year-old.
Yeah, I've only just got into slightly enjoying oysters, but still I'm not completely over the line.
Quick question before we get to you, Maddie, because this is entertaining me.
Mm.
In front of you is a bird's eye fish finger cooked to perfection.
Yeah.
And a lobster mini roll. Which will you take?
The fish finger.
There we go. Yeah.
I love lobster. I also have never tried it.
Oh, right.
But I'm very keen to. Like, it's been one of those things that has just, eluded me.
Yeah.
It's I've never been able to
have
it.
You need an occasion to cook lobster.
That's so true.
Right. I watch a lot of, lobster recipes, like nice garlic butter sauces and whatnot. So I imagine what it would feel like and taste like and when I finally have it.
Normally, it's rich people who are
eating $20 bucks. I mean,
yeah,
I'm going to get one this week.
Well, apparently, it sent people into such a frenzy that they've now had to put, like, COVID-style limits on four per person. Coles and Woolies both doing the same thing.
You know what that says to me? So imagine the French Revolution when the kings start throwing bread over the walls to the, you know, the poor people and they go crazy over it. It's because, no, real talk, we, like, no one's can really afford lobster on day-to-day basis. Like, the average person like me can't afford that. So it's like all of a sudden.
As she's dripping in diamonds today.
No, no. Like, so, like, now it's gone down to a price limit. Everyone's like, we've never been allowed to have it. Like, this is.
Now's the time.
You know
what
I mean? Everyone's going crazy.
Fill the freezers. We finally emptied them from all the spaghetti bolognese we cooked in lockdown.
Yeah.
It's time.
It's time to leave lobsters.
What a contrast.
I know. It's a crazy time we're living
in. Did you ever think, right, just think about it for a second, 2020. 11 months ago, we're all talking about, like, toilet paper shortages.
Running out of toilet paper.
And now the biggest issue in our lives when we go to Coles or Woolies is if we can get $20 lobsters.
Wow. It's a wild, like, time we're living in, isn't it?
It really is.
I don't
is.
Like it. It's too topsy-turvy for me.
Yeah, wow. She likes stability.
Back to the way it used to be.
I like stability.
The good old days, like the 90s. That's what you want, isn't it?
Yeah, bring back the
90s. Jade, do yourself and your husband a favour. I'm sure he'll really appreciate it. Buy him a lobster.
I'm not buying him a lobster.
Why not?
He can catch himself a lobster.
6:28 news time. Up next, a new FM.
Jade, Maddie, and Greaso, the Novos
across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Last week of the show is always a really busy week, like the busiest of the year, I reckon. Mm. We've got so much we need to do and finish off. But yesterday, you guys disappointed me. You what really did.
What are we talking about?
All right. So today, right, the bosses, the big executives here have decided to give us a lunch. For the end of year, you know, celebration. We don't get a, you know, we don't go out to a bar or anything. It's just a lunch, a tame lunch.
Like, is it a big, it's a big sit-down affair?
No, it's like
the table and everything.
The caterer's coming and, you know, we get a free feed anyway.
Plastic plate look, and, it's and the, a bread roll.
It's the thought that counts. Anyway, what I was disappointed about, guys, is you tried to swindle us, the whole team, out of going to today's lunch at 11:30 by claiming that we are too busy. And I think it's an absolute disgrace on your part.
What? Who are you directing this at?
Both of you, actually. Because neither of you wanted to go to the lunch today. And I thought, this is where we're at. You two think you don't have to go to these work events. And I think it's a bad reflection on the pair of you because you're not conversing with your fellow employees.
This I is converse my on a daily basis.
No, you don't.
This in is always my in the no, lunchroom, I do so.
If you'll just hear me out.
Okay.
All right, this is my point of view on it, right? If we go to that, that means it'll take like an hour because by the time you go there, you hang around, you have a chat to people that you see in the office every day anyway, and then you got to be back an hour later at work. Mm. So say we're normally going to finish at 1-2 o'clock on these last week, which was really a minimum. It's going to be 2-3 o'clock. I'll be right. I'll grab a sandwich on the way home.
God, you guys are bitter. What happened?
You know what it is?
What
it's
happened?
Maddie loves a free meal so much, it blinds him to anything else.
No,
I know.
No.
I read a book called The Art of Not Giving a...
Yeah.
Do you an F. And so, you know what? I really got a lot out of that book. It's okay to say no. No, it really is.
You never go to any work events, Jade. You're all about the Christmas spirit. Let's wrap presents for free.
But
you don't want to sit down and break bread with your co-workers. I think it's a disgrace. So 13:10:09 this morning, we're doing a right or wrong. And this applies to all people. And I think a lot of people have dealt with this decision in the last couple of weeks. Right or wrong, ditching the work Christmas party.
There's nothing wrong with it. You're going to see those people 300 other days a year.
I agree with Greedo.
I'm
going to
fly this flag by myself on my island over here because you two are just bitter and old. You need to cheer up. It's Christmas.
Words just saying. I never thought I'd hear out of Maddie's mouth.
Right along, ditching the work Christmas party.
Jay, Maddie and Greedo, the Novos.
We're asking you, right or wrong, ditching the work Christmas party, guys. Yeah, we've got like a work lunch today. God bless their little hearts. They're getting a caterer in. They've organized the whole thing for out the back today. Hopefully it doesn't rain. Otherwise, it'll be a boardroom Christmas lunch. Nobody wants that.
I'm sure it'll be lovely.
I'm sure it will. But you two, see, I'm the one that's, you know, wanting to represent our team at work.
And you do it so well.
You two, though, have turned into prudes. You don't want to socialize with your colleagues. You think, nah, I don't have to go to the work lunch. I think it's your responsibility as a good worker to attend the work Christmas party. I think it's you have
to
do it.
Ridiculous. Enforced fun. That's what that is. You must go to this thing. It's fun. How ridiculous. Yeah. It's not part of... I didn't sign a contract that says I have to go to a lunch.
I don't understand why some workplaces and people in the workplace whinge and whine about going to these things. It's a nice thing for your work to do. Just go along, have a chat for 20 minutes. You're not that hard up for time that you can't go to a work Christmas
lunch.
Yes,
we are this week. That's the thing.
It is a busy week. This is why I believe in Christmas parties in November.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Next year.
I mean, Jay, we're going to wrap presents for 4 hours today. And like, do you think I had things on today that I had to put aside? Absolutely, of course, but you just do it.
You agreed. I didn't force you.
Oh, yes, you did. 13, 10, and 9, taking your calls now. Katie, right or wrong, ditching the work Chrissy party.
You got to go to your Chrissy party. Come on, guys.
No.
Yep. No, it's a good time to celebrate. I think Christmas is super busy. My birthday's on Boxing Day. I get how busy it is trying to organise a party. So when people don't show up, it's really devastating. So just go.
You know what, Katie? I love what you're saying, but for me, it's those annoying conversations that you get to have. I'll be honest, I'll say it. It's like sometimes you just don't want to sit and put yourself through 5 minutes with someone that you don't have anything in common
with. This is where, just look at the arrogance on display here.
That's not arrogance, that's just fact. And there's a lot of people who work with people, but they don't.
You work in radio. You're great at talking to people you don't know.
Thank you, Katie.
Mate.
Oh,
4 minutes, a free feed. Come on.
Oh, Katie.
I do it for a living.
I don't have to do it out of...
You don't do it for free?
For free.
Are you being paid to be there, though? That might be a bit of a win.
Yeah, that's true. She is.
Good point. There you go.
Look, if it was any other time but the busiest week of the year, I'd probably get involved.
Look,
but
they're all lovely people.
You're cleaning this up now, aren't you?
I'm just saying, lovely people, but you don't always have something in common with everyone you work with. And you know what? Save ourselves the awkward chat of pretending that we know who each other's kids and partners are.
Well, it's easy for us. We don't have any.
I'm just being honest, and I'm saying what a lot of people feel.
Going on past experiences and like my observations when it comes to work gatherings, Crevo, you'll whinge and squirm and whine about it right until the very moment the food comes out, and there's Crevo sitting talking to the sales department.
Yeah, I'll sweep in, grab a plate, and then get
but
back
the
to my work.
The last time, the last work gathering we had, I was like, where's Jade? Gone. Nowhere to be found.
One blink and she's gone.
Shame on you guys.
Well, I don't, you know what? I know I'm not a bad person, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, true, Jade. I support you on this.
Thank you, Krubo.
Do what you want with your own life. Live your own life. Don't listen to us.
Speaking of Christmas gatherings,
this is one I'm actually really looking forward
to. Yeah, because you're the star of it.
Roses Rooftop. It's our annual last show there. It is an amazing morning. We put on brekkie. We get to hang out, have a chit-chat. And you know what? Meeting people that I don't know, I love. Because, because you get to meet our listeners that, you know, we don't get to have the full conversation on when they call on the show. So 13-10-09, if you want to come along to our annual brekkie, it's our final show, Rose's Rooftop.
Can I test you on the official name of the event?
Yeah,
go.
The Novo's annual Christmas. No. Oh, look, I have no idea. What's it called? What are we calling
the
it?
The second annual Novo's end of year breakfast.
Oh, that's
live
too
from
long.
Rose's Rooftop.
Jade, Maddie, and Griso, the Novo's.
That's right. This is our annual brekkie for the last show that we like to give away. So we're going to be at Rose's Rooftop on Friday morning for our final show for the year. And we're inviting true fans of the show who want to come along, have a chit chat with us, have brekkie, enjoy us doing the show live and participating. And really going out with a bang in 2020.
It's just to say thank you for all of your support this year because, you know, we're still building our show. We're going into our third year and we like to meet people and thank people and we really do appreciate the support. So welcome to all of our new listeners.
Yeah.
And it's a way to thank our old listeners as well.
100%. So congratulations, Alfie. You're coming along.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Oh, no worries, Alfie. How are you, mate? Tell us about yourself.
Oh, I'm pretty good.
Yeah, how old are you?
Mate, I'm 26.
26? You're listening to the show for a while? You sound much older, Alfie. I would have thought you were a 54-year-old bloke.
That's a pot calling the kettle black, man.
Nah, good stuff, man. Have you been listening to the show for long?
Mate, I've been around since day dot. Where have you been?
Beautiful. Well, Alfie, no need to give me attitude. Jeez. He's got some bite.
Bit of tough love, mate. We love the show here. We listen to it every day at work.
What do you do for work?
Right, we're concreters.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Nice.
Well, good stuff, Alfie. You and a mate can come along to our end of year breakfast.
I like
yours.
You, Alfie. Give it to Maddie all you want.
Good stuff.
Thanks, brother. Yeah, we'll see you on Friday.
Let's now meet Mel. How are you doing? Hey, Mel.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Really good.
Mel. Oh, I know, Mel.
Yeah, you're looking forward to coming along to our breakfast because you got tickets.
Sounds amazing. Thank you.
We'll see you then. Thank you, Mel.
Hi, Mel. And now we're going to Lisa. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good. Congratulations. You're going to be coming along to our final breakfast show.
Thank you.
Double pass, all for you. Hey, Lisa, question, who's your favourite on the show?
I like all of you. It's all been something different.
Oh, so diplomatic.
That's sweet, I love that.
Lisa, you're like Crevo, sitting on the fence. It's no good.
best way to be.
Yeah, smart lady.
Oh, thanks, Lisa. We can't wait to see you on Friday. It's going to be great. Tomorrow's the last day we've got tickets for this, so there are some left. We might even give some away later on in the show today as well.
Yeah, and more the merrier.
It's going to be good.
Do you know what? Just before we go, big announcement for tomorrow's show. You know how last week we gave every single listener a Coles voucher that got on air?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of the same concept happening tomorrow, but like different prize. Every single person that gets on air with us tomorrow will get a Singo's ham.
How
you
good is
get
that?
A ham
I
tomorrow.
Can't wait for this.
Every single caller. So if you want a Chrissy ham, we got them. And we've got heaps of them as well.
So,
please join the show tomorrow at any point and you'll get one.
How good is that?
Just a little FYI for you. Coming up after the news, got a little surprise on the way. We'll tell you all about that next.
Jade, Maddie, and Griso, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
This is
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo, the Novos.
So, guys, something very exciting we're about to try here. Our sister station, just down the hallway, 2HD, They're currently running a competition where you get to sing Christmas carols down the phone.
Yeah, it's called karaoke.
And you get to win a pudding.
Yeah.
No, they're like the same prize as us. I think they've got like a ham, a pudding, and
all
like
sorts
some wine.
Of stuff, right? It's an awesome prize. Anyway, we had a listen to it yesterday. We've got this machine where we can like play back any radio station anytime. And we're having a listen. We're like, Jade could do better than some of these.
Well, what happened? Jade started singing, and she is like the perfect contestant for this.
Yeah, like she's a great Christmas caroler.
But she was just singing a Christmas carol right now.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds amazing. It's like being in Times Square or something.
Oh, bless you guys.
Christmas Eve.
You're sweet.
So what we thought we could do is get Jade to bring back one of her old, like, radio personalities. So, in the past, she used to be Lola.
Yeah, so when I first started out in radio,
I used to use a fake name,
and it was Lola.
So, we thought we could bring back Lola, see if we can sneak her under the radar.
And get on the air.
So and get on the air I'm on our sister station.
Pretend to be a 76-year-old, maybe 80-year-old woman.
Give us your voice.
Hello, dear. I want to sing the karaoke.
So,
karaoke.
Just so you're across it, like what kind of thing they're doing. I've got some audio from a couple of the contestants from yesterday.
Oh, brilliant! Here we
go. So this is Carol playing karaoke.
You can't make it up.
Our next contestant this morning. Hello, Carol.
Oh, hello.
All right, away you go, Carol. Good luck.
Okay, thank you. City sidewalks.
You get the idea. Jade, you're going to go on, if we get through, and do like a whole big, like, dramatic performance.
So I'm going to pretend to be Lola, 80-year-old woman, but then I'm going to burst into song as a 20-year-old spring chicken.
All right.
And then go back into character afterwards.
Just to say one more thing. We're going to try and do this live, so it may stuff up, but we're going to do our best.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Now, we're trying something here, right? So our sister station, Creepo 2HD, has a competition on called Karaoke, where listeners call up, sing their carols, and DJ Mike, who's sometimes on our show, picks the winner, and they win a prize.
That's right. So there's a ham and a pudding up for grabs and stuff, and they've done it the last couple of days, same time. They're running a little bit late today, but we're still going to have a red hot crack
so
at this.
So we want Jade to call up
as Lola with a fake name and con them and try and win their carol competition.
Okay,
we're working on the fly here. So turn up the radio, Creepo. We've got we've got the wireless in here. what are they talking about?
They're talking about China and the trade wars that current.
You can hear it's a bit of a different show to ours, right? It's a bit of a different vibe going on.
A different demographic.
That's right. Let's just say it's slightly older listener.
So what we're going to do, they're going to tease very soon for contestants to call the station. Jade's got her song ready. We're going to play some ads and a song. Mm-hmm. And hopefully when we come back, we'll have Jade playing as a contestant
live on their show.
It's a quarter past seven. Have some belief, guys.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Savings every day.
All right, we're going to pull in here at New FM because Jade's just gotten through to 2HD. Let's put it through.
Plan your trip at newcastletransport.info. I'm Ian Wallace with 2HD traffic. Long time around,
this is Laurie. He won our 2HD Christmas karaoke yesterday. The lines are open now. 49601143. All we need is a verse of your favourite Christmas song. It can be you, it can be whoever else is in the household. We'll take a few callers right now on 49601143. And up for grabs, great prize.
Oh, fantastic prize for your lovely Christmas this year, Richard. It is a beautiful 2HD Pudding Lane pudding. A hand thanks to Simon's Butchery and some lovely Hunter Valley wine.
Okay, this is our effort for today. This is Mike, Shanna and myself.
Silent night.
How good is this?
So Jade is through to 2HD, about to compete in karaoke.
Okay, what a trio. All right, let's see how you are.
Almost 20 past 7.
Good morning, Lola. What will you be singing for us this morning?
Oh, hello, dears. I'll be singing Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Right, away you go.
And can I just want to wish you both a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. And the same to you, Lola.
Okay. Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Wow. Oh, wow. You get 11 out of 10 for expression there, Lola. That was terrific.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. All those days in the Chrissy Choir.
I beg your pardon?
The Chrissy Choir. I've done a vocal cord now.
Oh. Blown a vocal cord. You stay right there. Good luck.
And coming up, our next contestant.
Hi, Jenny. What will you be singing this morning?
Oh my god, I can't believe you got on.
Do we see what the other contestants are like?
We'll keep listening.
Okay. Sensational. Great performance, Jenny. Good luck. You stay right there. And next up, we've got the Allen family. Good morning, family. Hello?
Good morning.
All right. Now, how many members of the family are there? Hello, you there?
Yep.
Yep, how many members of the Allen family will be singing this morning?
We've got half the Allen family. We've got Jared, Taya and Quinn.
All right, and what will you be singing?
Quinn's birthday today. How old are you, Quinn?
Five.
Oh, happy birthday, Quinn.
So if you actually
all right,
win,
and what will you be singing?
What are we going to do?
We'll give it to a listener.
Just well, take the ham. Yeah.
All right.
We'll steal their prize and give it to one of our listeners. Oh, you get kids on. It's always a win, isn't it?
It's tricky, isn't it?
Oh.
I think you got this. So do I. Surely.
Oh.
I can't believe we pulled this off.
Come on, Jade, you got this. You're the best by far.
Well done. Congratulations to the Allen family. You stay right there. Good luck. Keep your fingers crossed. And last up for this morning.
Oh, four.
What will you be singing, Gloria?
White Christmas.
Oh, good. Lovely. Okay. Away you go. Good luck.
I'm dreaming of a white
Christmas. Oh, I think you've got some competition with Gloria.
She's really good.
Oh, she's got you, Jade.
Oh, I want her to win.
Yeah, she's
really good. You want her to win?
She's really good.
Wow, tough job for the judges this morning. Very tough job for the judges this morning. Okay, Mike, I don't envy your job this morning. Our judge,
oh, it's a hard one this morning, isn't it?
Yeah.
They were all so very good. I think it was Lola.
Oh, Lola.
Lola.
11 out of 10.
She came out of the gate really strong. I mean, the Allen family was awesome too.
They were all awesome.
I think Lola just picked them just
fine. Lola, congratulations.
Oh, goodness me, I've won.
You have. Well done.
Oh, I'm just over the moon. What can I say?
Beautiful singing and that performance was fantastic.
Oh, and it was the expression.
It was 110%.
I could see you waving your arms around there, Lola.
Oh, I can't wait to tell Danny at choir. That's amazing.
We were dancing here listening to you, Lola. It was fantastic. And guess what? You're going to take home with you a lovely 2HD Pudding Lane pudding, a ham thanks to Farnham's Butchers, and some lovely Hunter Valley wine. So well done, and you enjoy that.
Oh, thank you, dears. And Shani, you're great on the radio.
Oh, thank you, Lola.
Well, you were pretty good on the radio too, Lola. You have a wonderful Christmas.
Oh, thanks, Dickie.
25 past 7 now. This is 2HD.
Wow.
I just won a prize on another radio station.
Hang up the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Good on you, Jack.
Well done, Lola.
Wow. Hey, do you feel accomplished?
Yeah, I do.
You're a really good singer, Jade. You robbed that old lady.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Guys, up next, we are playing Beat the Meat for the final time this year.
I know.
If you want to play 131009, we're going to take your calls next. On offer, we have Singo's sausages to give away.
Yeah, so if you want to beat the meat with us one last time this year, this is your chance.
You want some big bangers for your mash.
Big bangers for your mash.
131009, give us a buzz, get in touch.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle. This is
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Jade, Maddie and
Creepo, the Novos.
Okay, it's time to beat the meat for the final time of 2020. Guys, I'm so excited. Who will be the beat the meat champion? Who knows?
Yeah, who takes out the big old sausage on the last time?
So if you're new to the show, you haven't heard this. So basically what beat the meat is, it's a beat the bomb style game where instead of the time ticking away just randomly, it blows up sausages each time. You've got to stop, yell out stop before all of the sausages explode.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, perfect. That was a roundabout way.
That was
a you can do it like 100 million times and it's still not done.
Yeah,
right.
You just have to say stop before the sausages explode.
Simple. 131009. We need a contestant.
Get out of here.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
It's time to beat the meat for the final time in 2020.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human!
Yeah, so basically how this works, it's a beat the bomb style game. You need to yell out stop before the sausages explode this morning. Whatever it stops on, that's the amount of sausages you get. Was all that right. Explanation okay
that
this
was
time?
Was
that okay?
You
simple?
Nailed
simple?
It.
Very good.
You
thanks,
nailed
guys.
It.
Thank
easy,
you.
Easy, easy.
All thanks to Singo's, actually. These guys,
their prices
the best
are,
meat in the Hunter.
It is a good agree.
Yeah, great sausages.
Yeah, yummy, yummy.
You got any hot dogs?
All right, guys, we're going to Christy.
Kirsty. Hey, Kirsty, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you guys?
Yes, you must get that a bad. Lot. When do you get that a lot when people call you Christy instead of Kirsty?
All day, every day, but I answer to it.
I get Mark. I get, Mark. No, I said Matt.
Do you?
Yeah.
Those old school biblical names, isn't it?
Yeah, they get you every time. What's your plans for the weekend?
Working and Christmas parties and working.
Oh, we were talking about Christmas parties earlier in the show. Do you like having to go to them?
Sorry?
Do you like having to go to your work Christmas party?
Oh, that was last weekend. This is a friend's Christmas party this weekend.
Look at you, busy girl.
Social.
I know. Right. I know.
Let's do it, Kirsty. You know how this works, yeah? Remember to yell out stop before the sausages explode and you get that many sausages. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Let's beat the meat with Kirsty. Here we go. Sausage. Four sausages. Six sausages. 12 sausages. 15 sausages. 21 sausages.
Stop
on 21 sausages.
You got it. Yeah. Good job.
How was it beating the meat for the last time in 2020?
Oh, it feels bloody great.
Yeah. So
big relief, isn't it?
So
yeah.
There were 32 sausages today, Kirsty. So,
yay.
32, not too far.
Yeah, 21, pretty good. That's a good feed.
Good effort.
Well, that's as many as I've got for Christmas lunch, so sausage each.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Thanks, Kirsty. Merry Christmas. Thanks for listening to the show this year. Appreciate it.
Yeah, but guys, I cannot wait to chat to you about this. A treasure hunter. He's actually been in jail for his fifth year now in contempt of court because he refuses to reveal where 500 coins from a shipwrecker. I'm going to tell you a little bit more in a second about it, but it's absolutely crazy. This story is going to blow your mind.
Here I am thinking we could finish 2020 without a shipwreck and a treasure hunt story.
Yeah,
Have you met
Jade?
Here we are.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
You've got a shipwreck story for us right now.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
That I do, because you know how much I love talking about treasure, shipwrecks, treasure hunts. Oh, it excites me. But this guy, he is really protecting his treasure. So he's a treasure hunter, called Tommy Thompson.
Oh, great
he's
name.
He's 68, and he's being held in contempt of court for refusing to tell authorities where 500 missing coins are located. So the coins are part of a treasure trove from the wreck of the SS Central America. And Thompson found the treasure from the 1857 wreck of the ship of gold in 1988. Now, about 3 tons of gold bars and coins were reportedly recovered from the ship, so that's quite a lot. But the thing is, he apparently ripped off the investors who gave him $12.7 million and claim they've never seen any returns.
Oh, so they gave him 12 mil and then said, you know what, if you find all this, we get to keep it, right?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I know where it all is, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, they give the money and then they get nothing.
Yeah.
And he's run away with all the gold and everything. So what a cheeky bugger.
He's gone and borrowed, buried it. So I like Tommy Thompson because he's very similar to me. You know, he does all the hard
use
work.
It, though.
Yeah, but he's done
They're
the hard
gonna
work.
They're just going to keep him locked up until he dies.
Well, this is the interesting thing, though, right? So he's in jail. He's not telling them a single thing. $1,000 a day for keeping silent. He now owes the court $1.8 million because he's not saying a word. So they're saying, you're in prison, $1,000 a day until you speak, and he's like, nah.
The other side of this, he knows how much it's all worth, and he's thinking,
$1,000 a day is nothing.
Not much. Like, that's, 1% of my findings.
Yeah, probably. Like,
he's done the calculations. I'll outlive the lot of his.
Yeah, probably. Those investors might give up at some point, call a truce. That's what he's trying to, work with. And he's showed his mettle by staying this long in jail.
5 years.
Yeah, 5 years.
He's going to have a great time when he gets out.
And just seeing him age,
to the Bahamas.
It's very sad. His before and after pic.
Let me buy a Hawaiian shirt before I go.
Yeah, just one little shirt.
And some white shorts.
I think there's a lot more to the story. Obviously, like between him and the investors.
It's like Hollywood stuff, isn't it? That kind of thing.
I'm just imagining some big fat guy that likes, drinking cocktails with like Ray-Ban sunglasses on.
It gets better. I'm reading this article. It says Tommy Thompson created a patent for a submarine.
A what?
A patent?
Oh, yeah.
For a submarine, but he can't remember where he put the loot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dear.
What a crazy guy.
Thanks, Jade. The final treasure story of 2020.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Great. A few more shows left. You never know, buddy.
Oh.
Don't tell him a thing.
Hey, guys, coming up next, we did this a few weeks ago, and it went off. Give 2020 a drink to the face, Crevo.
Yeah, so basically, if you've got frustrations about what's happened this year or you just want to get something off your chest, 13 10 09. And what we'll do is have Jade this time throwing a drink in either Maddie or my own face to try and vent some of that frustration and get it off your chest.
Yep. Dedicate a drink to the face for anything.
Yeah, whatever's been annoying you this year, or maybe it's a person, a thing, whatever.
Maybe it's one of us.
13 10 09. Dedicate a drink to the face after the news.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw over the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Oh, guys, we have our final weather whiz kid for the year right now.
I know.
Lucky them.
Lucky.
I do believe it's back next year, though.
It is. The bosses have said, yes, weather whiz kid, absolutely back. Do you know what's funny? It's been quite a staple here at New FM. I was chatting to an Uber driver the other day, and he listened to the show, and he's like, my kid was on weather whiz kid years ago.
How good is that?
Like, and they love hearing it still. So this is Emily, guys.
Head to newfm.com.au and register your details. Be New FM's Weather Whiz Kid with the Novos.
Novos.
Hi, it's Emily Morgan from Rosemary Park Catholic School, Brimson. Hello to my classmates in Wombloom. Okay, now for the weather. A cloudy day ahead with a chance of showers, most likely in the late afternoon and evening. We are expecting a top temperature of 29 degrees in the city and 29 degrees inland. Cloudy tomorrow with a chance of showers and a thunderstorm, most likely in the late afternoon and evening. And partly cloudy with a chance of a shower and a thunderstorm in the evening on Friday. It's the Novos when you wake up and Newcastle's best music all summer on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, how beautiful. Great job, Emily.
How cute was that? The final Weather Whiz Kid for 2020. And like Krivo said, it is back. And a big shout out to Class 1 Blue at Rosemary Park Catholic in Brankston, guys.
Yeah, awesome stuff. And yeah, remember, if you missed out this year, don't stress.
Can I just say, do you know what Emily's last name is?
What is it?
I think this is one of the best last names I've ever heard. All Good.
Is it?
My A-double-L-G-double-O-D. All Good. I mean, do you know what? Her ancestors must have been some real chill people.
Positive.
All good, guys. All good.
We are all good.
Good job, Emily. Congratulations. Another round for me.
Up next, though, we are doing Give 2020 a Drink to the Face. Now, this is essentially if you felt some frustration this year, maybe something's gone wrong for you, maybe something has annoyed you, or maybe you just want to vent in general, you can dedicate a drink to the face. So Maddie and I are on the chopping block today. Jade's going to be throwing the drinks.
She wriggled out of that one perfectly. I put makeup on this morning. I can't cop a drink to the face.
Yeah. It's true.
That what was, if we had makeup on
yeah.
too?
Yeah, well, what do you know?
We could move the segment to tomorrow, but you guys are like, nah.
It's
can't
be
bothered
today.
Rethinking something up for the 8:10.
Oh, not the case
yes,
at all.
Yes, it was.
Anyway, if you want to have a crack at this and get something off your chest and, you know, get that frustration out of the universe, 13:10:09, we're doing it next. And also, we are going to be doing this on Facebook Live. So if you want to see Maddie and I copying water thrown in our face, this is your chance. Jump on Facebook now, the New FM page, and you'll see it in moments.
Welcome to Newcastle's most mature radio show.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
And on 13:10:09, this is the fantastic segment where you can dedicate a drink to the face. Oh, and do you know what, Jackson? You love this. He's in the studio right now.
Yeah.
Between Jade and Jackson, Jackson throws it more viciously.
I've never thrown a cup, so how do you know?
You can just tell. just know these things.
Yeah, like, you're a little bit more meow.
I don't know about that. I just think you're good at throwing stuff. So I'm actually ripping up the plastic bag now to use as a mini poncho. It's just a garbage bag that we ripped out of the kitchen.
Basically, Jackson's about to throw a drink in Maddie and Crevo's face on your behalf. So if something's annoyed you, person, thing,
2020 just in general. You know, it's been a rough year.
They're going
to
take it.
Let's go to the phones. New FM, who's this?
Good morning, Jenny Craig.
Jenny Craig is back.
Hey,
hello.
Jenny, twice in one week.
We're lucky people.
Oh, yeah, the pleasure.
My feed on Friday morning on the top deck, so I can't wait for that.
Well, it's going to be so good. Jenny Craig, question number one for you today. Who are you dedicating this drink in the face to, and who would you like to cop the drink, Crevo or myself?
I think Crevo should cop it.
Okay. And who is the person you're dedicating it to or what?
Well, I'm not sure, hey. But
you just want me to get a drink to the face. Fair enough. That's all good.
I just want you all to get wet, hey.
Oh, Jenny. I love it. All right, Crevo's just about to put the garbage bag over his head, and Jackson has his drink in hand, Jenny, and he's going to get wet for you.
What's your technique here, Jackson?
So, do you know how you guys get a little bit annoying across the year?
Yeah.
We're well into it now, so I just get out all my pent-up anger.
Excellent. You know? Watch this on Facebook Live as well.
Oh, yeah, New FM Facebook page if you want to see Crevo cop a drink to the face. Here we go. Let's turn this music down.
Three.
I've even got a 3, 2, 1. Oh, no, I don't.
Just do
three.
It.
Yeah.
Two. One.
Oh, that was good.
That is vicious.
Nice wet one.
That woke you up, didn't it?
Yeah,
there you go.
Very much so.
Did you like the sound of that water hitting his face, Jenny Craig?
Oh, almost there in action.
I'll keep the garbage bag poncho on in case I'm next as well.
Yeah. All right. 13 10 09. If you'd like to dedicate a drink to the face, who's next?
New FM. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, John. Is this John?
Yes, that's correct. How are you today?
Yeah, not too bad, man. So, 2020, how was it for you?
Exhausting and tiring, along with everybody else would have the same thought, I would imagine.
That's true. Okay. So, you want to throw a drink into either Maddie or Crivo's face? Who is it?
What it is, I'm ringing up about my frustration over the way we're using too many American expressions, and it just frustrates me.
Well, on the show?
Sorry? Yeah, on the show and in society.
Okay.
Oh, John, this isn't talkback. This is about popping a drink to the face, John. But do you know what? We'll take your opinion. We will have you say, but still have to dedicate a drink to the face. That's how it works.
Okay, I was going to dedicate it to Jade, but she's wormed out of it with the putting the makeup on.
Is it because I say candy?
Yes, and Z.
I say Z a lot. How about I take the drink?
I was going to say, you're going to have to cop the drink.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with saying candy. What's everyone's problem with candy?
No, we say lollies.
Lollies, Jade.
It's the same thing.
John.
But anyway, Crevo's
petrol.
John.
Yes?
Do I do anything that annoys you?
You all annoy me a little bit from time to time, but I do enjoy the show.
Oh bless you. Good. Thanks, man.
In other words, I'm your favourite, John. I like you. All right. Are you ready, John? Jackson is just pulling his arm back.
Yeah, ready.
This is for all the Americanization on the show in 2020.
And you know what the best bit is? Is that Crevo's actually American.
Yes, I know that.
Oh, well, don't you think he can get away with it? Jade's got no excuse, John.
But funnily enough, he doesn't use the expressions as much as you guys.
Well, you know what? I like going to the mall.
Throw that drink.
Oh, that was vicious.
You know what? That didn't hit his face. Can you do one more, please, Jackson?
Yeah,
that was kind of on the neck.
Yeah.
But just double for you, Johnny. Here you go.
All right. Well, that's good. I'm going to be...
Oh. Yeah, no, you got me on the cheek that time.
Very good. Do you feel satisfied?
I feel much better now, and 2021 is going to be a much, much more satisfying year. Thank you.
John, do you want to come along to our end-of-year breakfast on Friday? We need to call a truce with you.
Okay, yes, that'd be great. Fantastic.
You're coming along with a friend.
Yes. Welcome. Okay, thank you
very much. John. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
Stop saying American words, Jade. No good.
Oh, look, I'll say what I want to say.
How do you feel, Crevo? Refreshed?
Very fresh, yeah. It's actually dribbling down my front, though, quite a lot.
Uh-oh.
So
you did well. Good job, Crevo.
Thank you.
Jackson, do you feel better?
I do. I can put my therapist out of work now.
Just do this once a week.
Thank you.
But, guys, we're doing something very special after this because we have a listener who has sort of had it rough in the last month. She had to have an operation. Family's actually been through a bit, which we're going to have a little chat about. But we're actually going to give back to this family, in particular, the little girl who's just had the operation.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
We're going to speak to Christine, who's the mother of Caitlin, who actually has a very special day coming up this week. It's going to be her Year 10 formal, but Caitlin has actually been through a little bit in the last month or so, and we're going to go to Christine to get the details on that.
That's right. Let's meet her.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Hey, Christine. How are you?
Hi. How you going?
Hey, we're doing well, thank you. Thanks for coming on.
That's all right.
So, Christine, can you tell us a little bit about Caitlin and the operation she just underwent recently?
So she slipped on a hill at school and she broke her ankle on both sides of the ankle.
Oh my God.
So she had a titanium plate and screws put in the outside part of her ankle, and she had screws put on the inside part of her ankle as well.
Ooh. So she'd be off her feet for ages and just totally, like, impacts so many things in your life, doesn't it?
Everything.
Now, tell us about the last few years, because you guys have been going through quite an intense, couple of years, right?
Yeah, so it started probably about 4 years ago. I was robbed at work.
Yep.
At the service station where I work.
Oh, jeez.
A month later, we lost my partner's mother, suddenly.
Wow.
Jeez, it's
And then a couple of months later, Caitlin's oldest brother was diagnosed with leukemia.
Jeez.
Christine, you guys have really been through the ringer. Is your son okay now? Is he in remission?
Yeah, so we're 5 months post-treatment.
Oh, my God. That's a nice bit of news.
And how old is your son?
He's 17.
17, wow.
And to add to all this, 2020 has been a year that's just been so stressful for a lot of people, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Christine, you messaged us on Facebook and, you know, we found out about this story and where we can help with these things, we really do try our best. And, of course, Caitlin has her formal coming up tomorrow, right?
Yes.
All right. So let's meet Caitlin. She's on the phone as well. Hey, Caitlin, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, hello. Doing good. Oh, you've been through a lot, haven't you? How are you feeling?
I'm doing okay, I guess, yeah.
So, are you in a moon boot, or how's the look of your ankle? Because obviously, you know, with the formal, you must be a little bit worried about how that's going to look.
I'm in, like, a bright pink cast at the moment. It was the only decent colour they had.
Oh, how pretty.
You know what I take from this? Your tone of voice, you're just quite a positive person, aren't you?
Yeah, I try to be.
Yeah, you sound like you are, so that's good. But we want to try and change things up for your formal and make it a bit more special. Jade, I think you're the best person to introduce this
next
thing.
Yeah, we know nothing about formals.
Well, this was, you know, in year 10 formal, how exciting. I remember when I got ready for mine when I was younger, and oh my God, the planning that went into it. So we want to help you. We're going to hook you up with a dress from Goldie's Designer Dress Hire. They have so many dresses to choose from. You can try on, hire it out for the night, which would be awesome.
They have like full-on designer brands at Goldie's.
Yeah,
they do. And also, we're going to hook you up with your hair and makeup, all thanks to Sublime Hair Design there in King Street, Newcastle. They're fashion forward with a focus on keeping your hair healthy and supporting Australian products. So, you know what? You're going to look like a princess.
$1 million tomorrow. And do you know what? And I'm sure your boot will look great with whatever you get.
Yeah, if you wear a dress that good, you know, from Goldie's, no one's even going to notice that, you know, you've got a cast on there, because they'll be so dazzled by one of the best dresses at the formal.
So, Caitlin, I've got a question for you. Do you wear one high heel and one boot, like moon boot? Like, what's the go?
I don't think I'm allowed to wear high heels, actually.
Yeah, probably a good move. You don't want to, like, get in trouble and hurt your other ankle.
Yeah, you'll break it. Let's not do that.
Let's stay safe on your formal and enjoy it, right?
Oh, good stuff. Well, we hope you have a fun time. I know it's only a small thing to make you feel a bit better about the formal, and, you know, I hope you have a great time. We wish you guys all the best.
Yeah, we just, you know, it's you've been through a lot, but, you know, this is just
a small thing we can do to put a bit of positivity out there in the world. Thank you so much, ladies, for joining us.
Let us know how you go as well.
Yeah, send a picture or something. It'd be great.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
No, happy to help. Thank you so much, guys.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
105 minutes commercial free music is kicking off after us with Jackson at 9. Yo. Good morning. Sorry, guys. Unprepared me once again. Niall Horan.
What are you talking about? That was like not even a quarter of a second
delay. If you didn't say anything, no one would have known.
That was so smooth.
I've just dodged myself in. I didn't have my microphone, my headphones on, nothing. I was looking at Facebook. This is on the way. Slow Hands. We're getting a bit festive.
Oh, the Christmas music is here.
Yes!
Do you know what they do? They slowly ramp it up and they just sprinkle a few in until Christmas Day. It's Christmas songs all day.
Two an hour, 24 hours.
Oh,
the
year as well.
You know what? This just honestly hits me right in the heart. I
in
love
the
it.
Feels hits me right in the feels.
It hits me right in the heart. I love this song.
Hey, can I just say as well, tell us what you think of the music right now at newfm.com.au. I did it yesterday. Have you guys done yours yet?
No, of course not.
Get around it. 20 songs. It takes around 6 minutes. Just by doing so, you have a really good chance of winning one of three Joy Air flights in a seaplane worth over $600.
Yeah, it is pretty incredible. We got lucky enough to give them a whirl, and they are amazing.
It's next level stuff. Like, you're flying over our city or over the beaches. It just looks amazing.
Newfm.com.au. There's a big banner in the middle of the page that says, rate the music, with a woman that looks like she's having heaps of fun listening to her iPod.
You can't miss it, is what we're saying.
Okay, guys, up next, look, it's a little bit of a behind the scenes that's spilled over onto the air now. So we have a long-term listener of the show, and her name is Trish. Now, Trish likes prizes.
Loves prizes.
Like she loves prizes. That's all I can say.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
There's nothing wrong with winning prizes. But, you know, there's been a bit of drama lately behind the scenes because we've stopped Trish from winning prizes because she kept asking to win. And we're like, no, you've got to stop, Trish. And it's caused all sorts of dramas. And she's dobbed us into our boss.
So we decided, look, there's no sense in sort of hiding or keeping this thing private.
We just want to clear the air.
We're an open show.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, I think we're all quite hurt that Trish would dob us into our boss, because at the end of the day, we've given Trish so many prizes. We're talking cash.
Yeah, that
holidays.
Yeah, it was a punch to the gut. Like, I got punched in the heart just then with David Gibbs' Let's Love, and then punched to the gut by Trish.
But then what's happened, right, is we received a package in the mail yesterday, and it was full of Christmas cards from Trish. And we thought, you know what? We have to clear the air. And
this is the only way to do it. She's extended the olive branch.
Yeah, and we don't like fighting.
And who are we to say no to that?
So we're going to have our intervention with Trish next on the air at New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
And it's time to have a chat to one of our beloved listeners who we've had a falling out with, but we want to clear the air. It's Trish. It's too late now to say sorry, because I'm
missing more than just the It's Trish.
Okay, Trish is on the phone. So basically what's happened, right, we had a little bit of a falling out with Trish because she dobbed us into our boss. And we were kind of like hurt by this because we're always like, Trish, we love you. Why would you dob us in and get us in trouble?
I'm a little bit confused as to why we were dobbed on.
So I know.
Too.
Anyway, we received a beautiful package the other day in the mail, and it was a package of full of Christmas cards from Trish and her family to us. And I thought, you know what? I'm a big softie. I think we all are when it comes to Trish. We can't stay angry forever. So I thought we'd talk it out on the air.
That's a good
idea.
It's
the only way to do it. Hello, Trish.
Hi, Maddie. How are you?
We're doing good, Trish. Thanks for coming on. We do appreciate it.
Yeah.
First of all, thank you so much for the Christmas cards.
Yeah,
we all appreciate it.
I felt really bad, the last time I spoke to anyone, it was Maddie, and I got into a bit of trouble off Maddie for what happened, and I didn't mean to cause any harm or anything like that, so I thought I can't drive anywhere because of my sight at the moment, so I thought I'd send you some Christmas cards down, and I think I actually sent you an engagement card as well, Greedo.
Yeah, you did. That was in the package as well.
That was very kind.
That's very nice.
Now, Trish, this is why we were so upset, because we're like, oh my God. Like,
Trish is a lovely person.
Trish is a good relationship.
Trish is there at all our events, and she, you know, she really likes conversing with us. So we do appreciate the support, Trish. But like I said, where I think we've fallen undone this time is that I think you've become a bit too greedy with the prizes. And that's why we were saying, well, you've got to give some to everyone else. So that's what we want to clear up today.
Yeah, no, that's fine. And you said that to me the other week, mate. That's what you said to me. But, you know, I thought, I can't go far. Like, I'm really visually impaired until I get my operation, hopefully done in January. I can't go anywhere or do anything. I can't drive. I can't do anything. So I listen to you guys all the time. And you know that I can't see properly at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I still do have to ask, why did you dob us into the bosses? Because we got in a lot of trouble off that.
Well, virtually, I rang up on the Sunday to try and win my daughter a prize. And I was put on hold for a while. So I actually rang up. And I spoke to the office staff. And they virtually said to me, here's an email address. Write everything that's happened in the last couple of months and send it away. And that's what I did.
So the office staff encouraged you to dob us in.
Yeah, they said, write everything that's happened in the last 4 months. And I don't know. And I said, well, yeah, they gave me the email. And I can't send emails. So then I spoke to my daughter about it. And she said, Mum, if you want to do it, I'll do it for you. But just have a think about it and all that. And I said, well, what do I do, kind of thing. So, yeah.
Well, thank you know what, Trish, thank you for being honest with us. And that's new information. We're going to have an investigation internally.
No, we ain't on some witch hunt here. But basically what we want to get clear, Trish, and this is why we're chatting to you now, is there's the same prize policy for every single listener. So it doesn't matter, like, what your circumstances are. We always try and help when we can, and you know that because you've gotten so much over the years.
Yeah, no, I understand that. And, it's all good.
And
That's why I haven't rang up in the last
few weeks. So it's a 30-day policy. So in terms of that, you know, you still can't win until the 30 days is up, but you're welcome back on the show.
Yeah.
Right? Well, you can call up anytime.
We love you, Trish.
Yeah, I love you too. I think I've been listening to you guys for 7+ years. You know what I mean? That's how long I've been listening to you guys for. So.
No, and we appreciate it, Trish. But like I said, I get angry because I like to make the prize policy fair for all. Like anyone should be out who listens to this show should be able to call up and have the same chance as anyone else to win a prize. And it's regardless of how long they've listened to. So, to the show.
I'm not saying because I've listened to you guys for so long that I get, you know, I can get more prizes on you. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I've been listening to you guys for a long time.
Like,
I didn't mean nothing by it.
Yeah, okay. You're welcome back on the show, Trish. But moving forward, I think the same prize policy applies to you as it does to every single listener. Okay. But then we're all happy then.
And if you have a problem in the future, come to us. Talk to us, especially if it's with us.
Well, I didn't mean to get you into so much trouble. I just got the advice of the office staff. They gave me the email address and told me to send that email.
It's all good.
Okay.
And you're water under the bridge. I'm stoked, Trish. I'm glad to have you back. And you know what? I hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
Same to you. James, do I get a Christmas card off you? I think I'll mention that. The thing, I'd love a Christmas card from you.
Oh, yes.
Oh, we'll stay on the line because I don't think I have your address.
Let me just say, Trish, the cards you sent were beautiful. I'm just reading Jade's now. To Jade and Glenn, best wishes, Trish. Very nice.
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't write on them, so I haven't written on them. I had to get someone to write because I can't see to write now.
Yeah, that's all good, Trish. No, that's sweet. All good, Thank you so much,
Welcome
Trish.
Back to the show. There we go. Truce made.
Yeah.
That feels good.
It does.
Especially going into a new year.
You want to leave all that stuff behind.
Yeah, but you know what, guys? We did something really fun on the show earlier. We actually pranked our sister station, 2HD, who were just down the hallway. And basically, I called up as an 80-year-old woman wanting to sing a Christmas carol on the air, burst into a 20-year-old spring chicken, sung my song, and can you believe it? I actually won the prize.
Now, we actually, at the end of that, just hung up because we didn't want to take the prize from someone else. But it turns out they've been, put the call out to try and get you back on the air or try and get you to get a prize.
I've got the audio. Shall I play it?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We haven't heard back from Lola, have we?
No, we have not.
Heard back from Lola. This was our winner from this morning's Christmas karaoke.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old fashioned way.
Big finish too. Sensational.
But Lola, you hung up and we haven't got the details, so we need to get your details. Lola, our winner of Christmas karaoke this morning.
What are we going to do?
Well, I think we need to call
them back
and tell them that we won't claim the prize. We'll let them
give it to somebody that's more deserving than you. You don't get it.
Oh, I don't want it.
You just want the glory.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Earlier in the show, Maddie's nervous.
I'm not. We're going to get in trouble.
You're scared, and that's okay. You've got us. You bounces the muscle of the show.
It's a prank.
Basically, what happened earlier in the show, our sister station, 2HD, they're down the hallway from us, and they have this segment at the moment on their show where you call up, you sing Christmas carols, you win a Christmas pack. And we thought we'd have a little bit of fun, and that I'd call up as an 80-year-old woman called Lola and, you know, sing a Chrissy Carol. And then, you know, obviously we didn't expect this, but I won. And they actually put the call out for me to ring back and collect my prize. This is what happened.
We haven't heard back from Lola, have we?
No, we have not heard back from Lola.
This was our winner from this morning's Christmas karaoke.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old fashioned way.
Big finish too. Sensational.
But Lola, you hung up and we haven't got the details, so we need to get your details. Lola, our winner of Christmas karaoke this morning.
So obviously, I can't claim the prize. It was just a bit of fun. So we just called them back and I gave my prize away as Lola. So
let's hear how the call went
this
down.
This is how the call happened.
All right, here we go.
So I'd say good morning.
Hello, this is Lola.
Lovely, darling, thank you so much for calling back. I'll put you through to Mike and he'll get you all the details for your lovely prize.
Oh, thank you.
Have a beautiful day as well. I'll put you through. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Lola.
Hello.
You hung up before we got your details.
Oh, I didn't know that I was actually winning anything. I thought it was just, you know, you were the best on the day kind of thing, you know.
And the best of the day wins a Christmas hamper.
Oh, bless.
Which includes a 2HD Christmas pudding, the same as John Law's, a half ham from Farnham's and a bottle of wine.
That's so kind. You know what, though? I'm a churchy woman and... Yeah. I do sing in my Christmas choir, and the thing is that I'd like you to give it to someone else, someone else who needs it.
Well, that's very kind.
Yeah, so, you know, thank you, but I've called Danny already in the choir, and he was just thrilled that I won, so that's what I'd like to do.
Oh, well, thank you for that. I'll pass it on to Richard and Shannon, though. I'm sure they'll appreciate that.
Oh, good, yes. No, give it to someone in need.
All right, fantastic. Well, thank you for that. It's very kind of you. You have a good Christmas and a good New Year.
You too. Oh, MJ, you're so good at your job.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay, bye, dear.
Bye-bye.
Now, we've been busted because MJ, a.k.a. DJ Mikey, moonlights with both stations. Come on, Mike.
Gotcha. I guessed it. The phone call. I was on the phone going, that's Jay! Jay from UFM! Like, hang up. I've gone into the other studio and I've said, Richard, Channa, that was Jade. Have a listen to the voice and then hear the singing. No, that was Jade. Very good singing, by the way. It was really, really good.
Thank you. You're welcome.
For the Allen family, who were probably second in the competition, they should have won it.
Well, they did. You gave the,
you
gave
the prize
away.
Today.
You don't have their details.
You can put a call out. It's really effective at getting people to call back.
All in good.
Well done, Jade.
Good Christmas spirit. Thank you.
I'm impressed. We are all impressed. Well done.
That was great acting, right?
Do you know what? Do you think that was the actual best singing of the week on karaoke?
On our karaoke so far this week, as the official judge, yes, you have been the best so far. But
thanks.
Now I know why.
We're all a big happy family here at the network. And a big shout out to Richard and Shanna over on 2HD.
Yeah.
They do a great job
they
over
do.
There.
Good sport.
Really good. And Mike, yes. You know, I love how you have two separate names depending on what station you're on. DJ Mike and MJ the DJ. Which one are you?
Right now, I'm DJ Mike.
Yeah.
It's like, if you need a party, give me a call.
It's like, Jade, are you Lola or are you Jade?
It's so true. But guys, really quick, before we go, Maddie and I are going to be heading down to Stockland there at Glendale today, and we're going to be wrapping presents for the Samaritan. So you know, you make a donation, we'll wrap your Christmas presents up for you. We're going to be out the front of Kmart. So come on down. We're going to be there from 2 p.m. till 6. So if you do some Chrissy shopping or pack it in the car, come on down, help raise some money.
I've got something on it.
I bought you an elf hat. So
there we go.
Yeah, come on down. It's going to be a great day.
Oh, well, Merry Christmas. Bit of fun on the show today. Hello, Jackson. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
We got wow. I know. They burst in my studio and I didn't know what to say. I was like,
not involved.
Wipe my hands of this one. Ava Max.
Love
Sweet
it.
But Psycho awesome. Is coming up. The Goo Goo Dolls and Iris as well. And old Tay Tay in there as well as we go 105 commercial free.
Perfect. Awesome stuff.
I dare you now, Jay, to go into see Richard and Shannon a 2HD.
Not a chance.
All right, guys. Have a great day. Don't forget, tomorrow, every single caller that gets to air, every single one, will get a Singo's hand.
That's an unreal prize.
You get a hand tomorrow on the show all day. We'll catch you then. Bye.
Bye.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.